On top of it, I have to be told that there's no help and there's no care. I mean, really.
Yeah. Oh, it's hateful. It's hateful.
It's
It's awful.
really,
It's
it's
vicious. It's
awful.
ugly. It's evil. Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah.
And
And
I see myself
we're so
doing it.
mired in it, right?
Well, I believe it, you know. I mean, I don't
Yeah,
always believe it.
yes.
And then when something shows up that says it's not true, I forget that. So I recorded
Yes.
that today, and I'm going to keep recording all of those things that prove that conditioning is so wrong and
Good
evil.
for you, because you know that was my next question. Do you have a recording and listening practice? Because, yes, exactly that. If we don't record those moments of insight, of clarity, it just closes over them, and it's as if they never happened. Right?
I know. My,
Yeah.
I think my challenge is that I, if I do record it, what I have to do is figure out how to keep my mind remembering where I put that, or you know, how to get back to it, or something.
Well, here's what you want to do. Here's what you want to do. You make so many of those recordings that you can't miss.
But
Right? You can just open up to anything, and it's going to be what you need to hear.
yeah.
Yeah? Because what do you need to hear? Let's see how very simple these recordings can actually be. What do you need to hear? If you had somebody who loves you unconditionally, it's your best friend, your sister, your whoever it is, what would you want that person to say to you?
I love you, and I'm here for you, and whatever you're feeling is okay. And I found that today too, that when I was suffering over the physical condition and suffering over the voices from conditioning, I started to be able to say, I love you, and it was really powerful.
Oh, yes. Yes. Because that's what that system is withholding from us. Right? There's really, if when we're at center, when we're in the light room, we know that there is so much more good in our lives than not. True? Yeah. I mean, the list of good in our lives is endless. You know, in our own personal lives, you know, it's like even with a physical condition, if we started making a list of everything that's working, you know, it'd be a very long list, right? And then there's everything that surrounds us, that takes care of us, and our ability to eat and to have water to drink and probably a bed to sleep in. And, you know, just it goes on and on and on and on. But those voices, of course, just want us to focus on not enough, what's wrong, and the result is we feel unloved. That's the message that it's giving us all the time. You are unloved. You are not special. You're not important. People don't care about you. That's just how it is because there's something wrong with you. You deserve it because there's something wrong with you. That's kind of the tone of it. And so to hear in a nonstop sort of way, I love you. I love you. You know, if you walk around in life and you're saying that to yourself, you're also saying it to everything else. So everything your eyes light on, every sound that you hear, everything you touch, everything you smell, everything you taste, I love you. I love you. I love you. Now you're living in a world of love. Right? Living in a world of love, that's a happy place to live.